I hope you've been able to share the peace together and imagine us all doing that in our homes all round the area, the city and the area. In such a surreal time, this coronavirus season, it's brought home the reality of our global village more than ever before. And I believe there's a longing for expressions of love like the ones we've been considering from the prophets and from Paul and from the Lord Jesus himself, as well as the wonderful and multiple practical responses we're both giving and receiving. As a culture, the role of parent has much less place than it used to have, but I believe there's a universal ache and longing for a shoulder to cry on, an arm to lean into, a hug that enfolds. As children in my family, if we hurt ourselves, we were caught up with a strong and gentle and long hug with the words, "There, there, there, there." I think we'd all like that in our weakest or saddest or most fearful moments. So one thing a parent can provide in a unique way is comfort. Of course, we can all comfort each other, but while this is usually a mutual exchange between friends, for a child, no reciprocity is expected or demanded. Even as a seasoned adult, I think we can have the thought, "I want my mum." But here, of course, is where we have a problem in coronavirus world, because we can't hug someone, we can't cry on their shoulder or lean into them. But what we can do today is reflect together on a couple of things on this Mothering Sunday. First of all, mothering is much wider than biological, and I believe we're all called to it and to fathering as Christians. In Romans 16, Paul gives an example of this in his greetings. He says, "Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too." We all know that some biological mothers are not really very maternal at all, and that some who are not biological mothers possess an extraordinary maternal capacity. I spoke with a dear friend this week who is single, but amazingly maternal, both in her profession and in her personal life. In fact, during a recent bout of intense grief for my sister, recently taken from us in a brutal car accident, I was seized with a longing to be in this dear friend's arms and thought of ringing her. Whoever you are today listening, you can think about growing in love and compassion and care, and remember that you don't have to be God himself that reflects parental love. Maybe we could dare to open wide our hearts, like Paul, in a real letter or card, or even on the phone or in a FaceTime conversation. In conversation, one of the ways we all feel most cherished is if we know that we're being attentively listened to. And another is when we're asked wise and thoughtful questions that make us feel understood. Today, dear church, let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us to fill our mouths with questions or reflections that touch people and connect deeply because they're filled with the Spirit of God. God, the parent, the father, the mother. As I've said, I think one of the greatest pains in our culture is parental deficit. As Christians, we have a USP, or rather a UTP, a unique transforming point, in addition to that of prayer. As we journey with God in our lives, we gradually grow in understanding the depths of parenthood, because God is the perfect parent, both mother and father. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, he says. Just as we're called to be spiritual mothers and fathers to others in this time of crisis, we're also invited to come like a vulnerable child again to the loving Father when we ourselves feel vulnerable or exposed. Today, let's ask God to fill us to overflowing with the compassion we see in the Father. Let's let ourselves be comforted by God as a mother comforts her child. And let's reach out to family, to friends, to neighbors, to church, to those near and far in this fearful coronavirus time, with love, with prayer, with consolation from the Bible. And in all this, let's be inventive, let's be daring, let's open wide our hearts, church. I'm just going to pray as I finish. Lord Jesus, We pray that you would meet each one of us listening this morning and give us your peace that passes understanding, peace that the world cannot give. And we appeal to you that your Holy Spirit would enable us to be channels of your motherly and fatherly love to the anxious, the bereaved, and the broken in this daily evolving crisis. We want to trust you, Lord. Amen.